as I said the last year, that we're going to be, as Hashem, each week doing a different piece from the world of Izhbitz Lublin, Radzin Izhbitz Lublin. I usually don't decide until right before what we're going to do. I appreciate the Chevra helping with the photostating. If I knew earlier, I would tell you which sefer to bring. I could bring all of the svar, and I know to let you know on the day of the shiur. But it's according to what's happening that time, what I'm thinking about and going through. So we're going to try to learn a Torah from Reb Tzadik, Schus Yalein. A Torah from the Kohen, and if we have time, there's a page that you also have, so there should be front and back from Sikkas HaTzadik, and the second page is a little piece from Reb Leibel Eiger, Parshas Re'eh. I don't know if we'll have time to get to that. Let me begin with a story for this Shabbos, for the Teichacha, that I think many of you know. You know that the Alter Rebbe, the Baal HaTanya, leaned every Shabbos. He was the Baal Kari every Shabbos. He was a very, very big Baal Diktuk, the Baal HaTanya. And he was leaning, he leaned every Shabbos. Shabbos, and Yontif, he always leaned. So once it happened that the Alter Rebbe was away, that Shabbos, and there was another fine Jew, not the Rebbe, but there was a very fine Jew that was lame. The whole time of the Teichacha, the future Mittler Rebbe, the Rebbe's son, Rebbe Beryl, Dov Ber, the future Mittler Rebbe, the whole time during the Teichacha, he was crying, bawling. The whole Teichacha. So afterwards, they came to ask him, he was a child, I don't know how old he was, but they came to ask him, why was he crying? And he said, what do you mean, was I crying? Did you listen to the Teichacha? How could you not cry? I don't understand why you're not crying. It's horrible. The curses. So the fellows said, Chassidim said, it's not the first time, we hear the Teichacha every year, we hear twice a year, Chol Kaisai and Kisavo. And you've also heard it, and we've never seen you break out with tears and crying. And your father leans, so he says, how could you compare it? When my father leans, the Teichacha, every single thing that he leans, every word that comes out of his mouth, I'm able to hear the brachas. I'm able to hear the brachas that are in the klalas. That's what he said. I'm able to hear the blessings that are enclosed and disguised in the curses. When my father lanes, I hear the brachas, not the klalas. Now let's learn this Torah. Kuf Ayin in Sikkas HaTzadik. Kshakadosh Baruch Hu writes Lahetiv L'Adam. This is a classic piece from Reb Tzadik. It's deeply rooted in the teachings of his Rebbe, the Me'ar Shilach. We're going to be seeing many of those teachings in Mitzvah Shem over the coming months. Kshakadosh Baruch Hu writes Lahetiv L'Adam V'Reitza Rak Shiespa L'Adam Al Hadavah. The Baruch Shalom has something wonderful to give to a person, but to give to Am Yisrael, to the individual, Toiv, something terrific, a gift. But you know, in this world, everything must come by Am Yisrael, everything must come through Tefillah. Either that person's davening or somebody else davening. From the beginning of creation, you remember the Torah says, Terem Yitzmak Yilehim to Hashem Elokim Al Ha'aretz. For Adam Ayin Lavaydis Adam. You all know that the grass, everything that was supposed to grow, was waiting beneath the surface of the earth. It couldn't emerge from the earth. Why? Ki Adam, for Adam Ayin Lavaydis Adam. Rashi Chazal tell us that for Adam Ayin Lavaydis Adam means that there was nobody yet to daven, to make it happen. So the Baruch Shem created the world in such a way that the toiv that he wants to give must come through tefillah. The Rebbe Nishlom wants that there should be davening for this toiv. So what does Hashem do? Oz mazmin lefon of tzar o pachad me'ein dovezeh. You know, it's not always so easy to get a person to daven, to get Am Yisrael to daven. There's the nature of a person and the nature of the nation. Is that when things are going the way that you like, the davening is not usually so strong. When you want somebody to really, really, really daven, you have to give them a difficult time. You have to give them a hard time. That's human nature. So the Rebbe says, the Rebbe Tzaddik says, that when Hashem wants somebody to daven, to be able to draw the toiv into his life, to reveal the good, that good that Hashem wants to give him. So, oz mazmin lefonov tsar o pachad me'ein dovezeh. Hashem brings into that person's life some anguish, some tsar, some pachad, some fear. Me'ein dovezeh, which means me'ein, that is similar to that good that Hashem wants to give. Let's try to understand this. Ukiderech sh'omruzal, like the Gemara says in Yevamos, mipnei ma hoyu imahoyis akaros. The Gemara asks, why were our mothers, why was it that Sarah, Rivka, and Rachel, why were they akaros? Why was it that it was so hard for them to have children, that albeit teva, they couldn't have children? They were incapable of having children. Why? So everybody knows. Gemara says, Kadosh Baruch Hu desires the tefillos of tzaddikim. Now, I remember that always bothered me. I see you also might be upset about that. Kadosh Baruch Hu's mesavel tefillos. So this person has to go through like years and years and years of agony. Kadosh Baruch Hu's mesavel tefillos of tzaddikim. So the Reb Tzaddik says that the Rebbe Shalom wanted to give the gift of Yitzchak Avinu to the world, to bring into the world Yitzchak Avinu, which is the root, which is the Merkava of Yiras Shemaim, of Gvura, of Tzchoik, of all laughter, of all joy and all laughter. The Rebbe Shalom wants to bring Yitzchak into the world. He wants to bring a Yaakov Avinu into the world, and so on. The gift must come through Tefillah. And therefore, the Rebbe Shalom, although the imahos were davening, the power, the intensity of the tefillah was not what was necessary to draw such neshamas into the world. So Hashem brought about such a situation that the imahos were akaris by nature. And then they were screaming and crying and begging. Or perhaps Hashem causes one to have a friend, a relative, a child, a husband, a wife, who's mu'una ba'isadava, who is suffering from that thing, umavakish rachmim alav, and it opens your heart up, even though that person might not be able to daven. But you love that person so much, you begin to pour your tefillas out. If not for that sorrow, that tsar, for that anguish, you wouldn't have been able to offer such tefillas. In order that the tefillah should be answered. Kamesha Kosev, as it says in Pasuk, in Iyov, Ki pachad pochadeti ve'yesayeni. For the thing which I had feared has come upon me. And the end of the Pasuk is, Vashe yagarti uvoli. And that which I was afraid of is come to me. That which I was afraid of, for that thing which I had feared is come upon me. So Tzaddik says, he called Avish Hashem Isborach, writes Elohavi Lo'olam, that with anything that Hashem Isborach has decided to bring into the world, or La'odimah to the person, who mispashet l'kama gvanim, it's mispashet, it spreads forth to many, many gavonim, like the word kihai gavna, to many different things, different types. A gavon means different colors. V'yesh bo ahepach gam kein chas v'sholom. The different shades. When Hashem brings something to the world, He brings many shades of that reality into existence. And included is the opposite extreme of that which Hashem wants to bring into reality. U'kederach sh'amru, as Chazal teaches us. B'dor HaMabul, at the time of the most horrible, horrible destruction, the generation of the flood, Shohi Wasidin LeKabel Torah. Chazal say that that generation was primed, was prepared for the two most extreme opposites. There was either going to be the flood of knowledge, the flood of Torah. There was either going to be that unbelievable unleash of Torah Hashem into the world, the flood of God's presence into the world. If man would have been worthy and would have wanted that, that's what would have happened. Therefore, Moshe Ben, whose name the Gemara in Chulin says is hinted at, B'shagam hu boser. It's the Gematria Moshe. B'shagam. Gematria Moshe hu boser is alluded to by the Mabul, by the flood. Or the other extreme, if it's not going to be, there are shades of destruction, shades of life and light. And it could have been the flood of Torah, but it turned out to be the flood of the Mabul. Ilu zachu. If the world would have been worthy, we would have at that time experienced the flood of Torah. Torah is called water, called Tzomer L'chulamayim, Gemar Bavakam, called Tzomer L'chulamayim, Ein Mayim El Torah. Mayim at Har Sinai, Kabbalah of Torah was a flood of the Ma'ayonos from above. The way it describes the opening of the Ma'ayonos, of the floodgates by the Mabul with Noach, if the world would have been Zoche, the opposite would have taken place. There would have been a flood of Elokus into the world, of God's presence. So we see this, Hapsodik says, in the history of human existence. V'chein b'chol dar u'b'chol adam. And so it is in every generation. The opposite extremes enter into reality. And if we're zoche, and if the tefillos are strong, we can draw it down through the hepech. Through the opposite, we can come to the Toiv, Ha'amiti, the true Toiv. He explains this more. Ulekach, and therefore, Kshemis Oyre Midas Ula Toiva, when Hashem is Baruch, when there's a Hisoyrus above for some Toiv, for something which is great, for something which is good, for giving the Torah, at that exact time, the world has to want, the world has to beg, the world has to choose, the world has to be worthy. And at the moment that the ultimate good is awakened, the ultimate antithesis of good is awakened, umargish pachad, and that causes a feeling of terrible terror and fear. Umispalo. Otherwise, the person might not daven. When there's the threat, when there's the darkness hovering over us, when there's that potential flood of suffering, wrapped in that misery is the opposite of toiv. The nature of man is that when he feels pachad, when he's afraid, he begins to daven. When he feels that he's almost beyond hope, he cries out to Hashem. So Absalik says, "Ubahatoyv." We're going to see in the Beis Yaakov from Ishbitz. There are many, many Torahs along these lines. Aval olam hu ba hadavar shemispachei. Aval olam hu ba hadavar shemispachei. Mak shabah hepach tahinu kol minei toiva shebedavizeh. He said, what he feared comes to the world. That's why the Rebbe brought the pasuk. Ki pachad pachadati ve'yesayeni, for the thing which I had feared has come upon me. The thing that I had feared has come upon me. So in the generation of the flood, what they feared was the flood. And it came upon them in the form of the flood. Had they been zoicha, then that same flood would have come upon them. It always comes upon you. But it would have come upon them in the form of Tiras Hashem. He says, it always comes, me'ain, that thing comes to the world. But through tefillah, through avodah, it comes in the form of the opposite. Da'ainu kol minei toiv shebedav zeh. Kol minei toiv shebedav zeh. All the toiv shebedav zeh. B'zeh inin masha amru. And this is what Chazal say in the Medrash Rabbah. Tzadikim tchilosan yisurin v'soifan shalva. It says by the tzadikim tchilosan yisurin, the beginning is suffering, by the tzadikim, the beginning is suffering. V'soifan shalva. But at the end, there's shalva, there's tranquility and peace. But tchilosan is yisurin. So we always think of that chronologically. That the tzaddik maybe at an early time in his life goes through suffering and difficulty, and then hopefully at some later point in life things turn out well. And the Rishonim are the opposite. The Rishonim oftentimes at the beginning things look good, and then later on it turns sour. But Reb Tzaddik says something much deeper than that. He says, Perush, the meaning of this is v'chol dover v'chol mida taiva v'inyan taiv. In everything that's good, the inyan toiv, tchilas haknisa bo hu betzar. Tchilas haknisa, the initial encounter with that toiv, the initial encounter is tzar, fear that brings anguish, that brings to crying, that brings to tefillah. Getam kol hascholus koshes. Like Chazal say, all beginnings, it's not this exact lashon is not clear in Chazal, but it's quoted very often, kol hascholos koshes, that all beginnings are difficult. It means that in order to get to the end, in order to get to the shalva, you must encounter the yisurim. And through the yisurim, you're brought to fear, to pachad. Fear, that which I had feared has come upon me. Pachad pacharti v'yesayeni. That which I had feared has come upon me. And through that, the person is shaken to the core, is awakened to come to that part of himself, of Emunah, that has faith in Hashem, to that part of himself that believes, that's Kavil Hashem, Chazak V'yamitz Libecha, the Kavil Hashem. And then, it's Soifan Shalva, then the Toiv is revealed. Al Derech Sha'amru, like the Gemara says in Gittin, that one can't truly understand Torah, unless you have stumbled and failed in that Torah. You can't truly understand, not only to appreciate, you can't truly understand the Divrei Torah regarding that particular mitzvah, that Aveira, unless you have struggled with it, unless you have encountered the tsar of it being difficult, of it being even deprived of you at some point in your life. The Gemara says in Brochus, Sholosh matanas toivus nosan kadosh baruch hu li Yisrael. Sholosh matanas toivus nosan kadosh baruch hu li Yisrael. There are three great gifts that Hashem has given to Am Yisrael. V'kulon ayidei Yisur. These three greatest gifts are al yidei yisur. We receive them in the wrapping of yisur. They can only be received in that covering of tzar, of pachad, of tefillah, of avoida. Torah Eretz Yisrael v'olam haba. Torah Eretz Yisrael v'olam haba. Uchibriyasa shel olam. Chazal say, after all, this is how the world itself was created. Bereisha chashucha, in the beginning there was darkness. Darkness means yisurim. Darkness means tsar. V'hada nahayra, and only afterwards there could be light. There were two sides, the shnei ma'ayris, the two sides there's the Ur and the Choshech that come down as one Mitzias into the world. In order to get to the Ur, the world has to pass through Choshech, through the darkness. B'reisha Choshucha v'had Nahayr. L'fisha ha'olam hazeh. Because this world, Reb Tzadik says, is Rubai Ra Ki Yadua. Most of what we see in this world, most of what we experience in this world, is Ra. It's terrible. You know that Rabbi Nachman Schussi Elin used to say that I was taught from the time that I'm in this world, that I was taught from the time that I was in this world that there's no Olam Haba, that there's no Olam Haba, and I believe in Olam Haba. I believe there's another world. But if you're going to tell me that there's no Olam Haza, I don't believe it, because all I've ever seen here is Gehenna. That's what he said. That's the same Rabbi Nachman that said Mitzvah Gedolah Yesh B'Simcha Tam. It's not a contradiction. It's the Tzaddik. He says, I believe in Olam Haba. I never saw it. I believe that it's there. Olam Haza, he says, I don't believe. I never saw it in my life in Olam Haza. All I see is Yisurim and Gehenna. Everywhere I look, I see Yisurim and Gehenna. You talk to every single person you talk to. If you dig deep enough, there's Choshech, Anan, Va'arafel. If you dig deep enough. Sha'ilam hazeh rubai ra, ki yadur. Lekach, therefore, kol dovish shem es'ayra boi. Therefore, it's the nature of life in this world. That whenever there's his'ayras, and the way that man is mis'ayra, and perhaps, as I said before, it's the teva of a human being. To have more of his iris, to be more shaken by the difficulties and by the challenges of life. And only that pachad that he has, that fear that he has, like our mothers had, at the fear that because of that fear that they're never going to have children. There are people I know who otherwise would never have David, would never have spoken to God in their lives. The pachad of passing through this world, God forbid, without bringing a child into the world. That pachad. In a world that's rubai ra, where it's very possible, and there are many, many, many women who are not capable of having children. And the fear that a woman feels of not getting married, of not having a child. And all the other chodim of this world. Lekach kol dovish mesayr by raya hu mikaydem kayach hara. And since the world is rubai ra, and everything descends, whenever Hashem sends something to the world, it's mispashet l'kama gavanim, to different shades of Tov and Ra. The opposite ends, the extreme Tov, the ultimate Tov, the three gifts that Hashem is giving to us, Torah, Eretz Yisrael, and Olam Haba, and the opposite extremes of Ra. Therefore, man takes note initially of the Ra, because the world is a physical world, which is Rubai Ra. And that which stands out most, which we notice most, is Ra. When things are good, it says in this week's Pashto, V'samachta b'chol ha'tayv, V'samachta b'chol ha'tayv, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, you take down the fruits, you have Bikurim, you should be happy. But you know how it is, until something is taken from you, until you don't have something, so you don't really appreciate. The biggest simcha in the world is when you had something, you didn't appreciate it, then it's taken from you, and you're miserable because now you realize how much you love it, and you daven and you cry, and you get it back. That's the joy that we're going to feel by Tchias HaMeisim. It's unbelievable. Because the most horrible pain is the feeling that there was someone who you took for granted, and that person you lived with, that person was in your life. Of course you love the person, but you took the person for granted. You meant to tell the person 1,000 times how much you loved him, how much you loved her, and you didn't. You were always planning to say those things, but you didn't. You meant 1,000 times to do something wonderful for that person, with that person. And then before you know it, that person is no longer there. But we'll see that the Ishbitz says many times that when a person dies, the nature of human being is to stop davening for that, because that appears to us to be the final, that appears to us to be final, to be finished, that person is done. But the truth of Tchias HaMeisim, the joy that's going to be of Oz Yimale Schaipinu Ulishaineinu Rina, is that from that place that appears to be the absolute end, that the dead are going to come back to life, and that we're going to be able to see those people again, and they're going to see us, and we're going to be able to finally say the words that we never said when they were alive. In that first round, we never said. And we wanted so desperately. Afterwards, we realized when they were missing, when they were no longer here, that I never finished saying to you what I wanted to say to you. I can't, how many times I've heard this from people who are sitting shiv, Hashem Yirachem. I just need a little bit more time. I was planning on v'chulu. And then the person is gone. It's the most unbelievable tzar. Vayidei hatzar, Reb Tzadik says, but through that tzar, through that anguish, the crying, the tefillas, through the anguish that makes a person real, that makes a person real. Everybody here in some way or another has gone through tzar, some more than others. But you know that the deepest, and not talking about how hard it is, but the deepest and realest moments of life. A davke, either during the tzar or following that tzar. Vayidei hatzar mamtika. And through the tzar there's a hamtaka, there's a sweetening. Of that extreme tzar, that extreme bad. Umiyad soifa shalva. Tzadikim tchilosim yisurim v'soifan shalva. Soifan doesn't mean later on in life. It means that through the yisurim one can uncover the toiv, the shalva, that was hidden. Through the mabul, one can of mabul, the flood of difficulties, one can reveal and uncover the mabul, the flood of toiv. Uchinyan, now he talks about what we're going through now. Uchinyan tlosa de pranusa v'sheva de nechemta. So of course, there are the 3 weeks leading up to Tisha B'Av. There are the 3 weeks of Peronius, the 3 weeks of tsar, of misery, leading to Tisha B'Av. And then we have the 7 weeks, the Shiva de Nechemta. The 7 weeks of Nechama, beginning with Shabbos Nachemu, the Shiva de Nechemta. Shetiknu Chazal, the Chazal Mesakim, that we should say these haftarahs. Shehem Sholosh Rishonos. These 10 weeks of the three of Peronius, the 3 weeks, and then after Tisha B'Av, the 7 weeks of Nechama going into Rosh Hashanah, this binyan of three and seven are the 10 spheres. Sheim sholosh rishonos, the first three correspond to Chochma, to Keser, Chochma, and Bina. Keser, Chochma, and Bina. The 3 weeks leading to Tisha B'Av. And then the Sheva Tachtainos. And then the 7 weeks of Nechama correspond to Chesed, Gvur, Tiferes, Netzach, Hod, Yisoid, and Malchus. Shahaz Chola, Choluk L'Shloisha. The beginning, the Yisurim, the Tzar, is the first three. And then comes the Sheva V'Hasoif, L'Shivak Yedua. And the Soif on Shalva, the toiv that Hashem wrapped in the wrapping of Ra, of Peronius, of the seven unbelievable nechamas, all the nechamas that are going to be, all the nechamas that any person can even have now, and the nechamas that are ultimately going to be when Mashiach comes. Look at footnote 35. Kavanos l'sholos sviyos harishonos, kesach chochma bina. You know, there are different models when Das is counted and not counted. I'm not going into that right now. So the Reb Tzadik is talking about the three spheres, Harishonos, Keser, Chochma, Bina, Shem Keneged, Olam HaMachshava. Now the first three spheres, of course, are still in the Olam HaMachshava. They're before anything happens. Keser, Chochma, Bina are all in the world of thought, of Rotzen, of will, and of thought. U'mashil lefnei HaMachshava, Keser is higher than thinking, it's higher than thought. V'asheva Tachtainos, and the seven lower spheres, Hem Chesed Gvur Tiferes, Netzach Hoid, Yesoid, and Malchus. Shem Keneged Olam HaRegesh V'HaMaisa. The seven lower spheres correspond to the emotions and to actions. The three highest correspond to thought and that which is higher than thought will. And the seven lower spheres, the 7 weeks of Nechama, correspond to emotion and action. Well, Zer Roim is Behemshech, and Reb Tzadik is going to explain this up ahead. Min Hameitzar Karosi Ka. Min Hameitzar Karosi Ka. From that Meitzar, that terrible Meitzar that I'm in, that narrow, difficult, terrible Tsar that I'm stuck in. Min Hameitzar Karosi Yud Hei. I call out Yud Hei. Ha'oisius Yud Vehei. Those first two letters of Yud Kei Vav Kei, Yud and Hei. Roimzois al shloishes hasfiris arishainis. I'm sure many of you know, are alluding to the three higher spheres. Yud al keser, it's really the kutzel shel yud, the little point of the yud is keser, the crown. V'chochma, and the letter yud is chochma. And the hey, so that's the yud, and the hey, the first two letters of Hashem's name, the hey is of course bina, is the sphere of Bina. V'oz hu oid b'meitzar, in one's thoughts, in that place of Machshava, there's the terrible anguish, the Meitzar, that you're tormented by. You're still in that place of Meitzar. Min ha-Meitzar, I'm in the Meitzar, Karasi Ka, Yud Hei, which is Keser, Chochme, and Bina. Uchse Yorid L'merchav, and through the crying, and through the tefillas, there's able to be a hamtaka, a sweetening, uksha yorid lemerchav, and then when it descends, like the sound that comes out from the shofar at the beginning is very tight, very small, min hameitzar karasi ka, anoni is bemerchav ka, the expansiveness of the open part of the shofar, are the seven lowest spheres, l'sheva tachtonis. From there begins the nechama. Maschila hanacham. Back inside after 35. Ba'ascholos kol pu'ula, humitzad hechre chapoel, shechosel la'ose pu'ula. Every pu'ula begins, anything new begins in creation by the absence of that new thing, by it not being there. That's called vayi erev, by it not being there. And only through the Vayi Erev is there going to be a Vayi Boker. When something is missing, when there's a chisaron, such as the woman who is desperate to have a child. On a deeper level, only that which was missing before can find its way into reality. So Psaldik says, Haschol is kol pu'ula, therefore the beginning of anything that takes place, Humitzad hechrech hapoel, is because of that hechrech that's driving it, that's pushing it. Because what? Shechosel oise pula, because that pula is missing. You feel that it's missing from your life. If you don't feel that financial stability is missing from your life, you're not going to do anything to change your status, your financial status, right? If you don't feel that's missing, it's when you feel that it's missing. So the feeling of it's missing, the awareness, the yud hei, the awareness of it not being in your life is what causes a terrible tsar, what causes terrible anguish, but it's what makes it possible for the pu'ula to begin to unfold. It's that awareness of what's missing in your life. If you're not aware of that, and it doesn't bother you, so there's no rutzen, there's no tsar, there's no tefila, there's no taiva, and in the end, there's no pu'ula. That goes back to creation. Only when man began to daven, and he felt that the world is empty, that things begin to emerge, things began to grow. That's why Hashem made the world. When I made tzar karasi, imkein ha'scholim mitzad ha'chisaron shu choser v'dochug l'kar. Therefore, the beginning is always mitzad ha'chisaron, the impetus for the beginning. That which motivates the project to begin, the pile, is always the chisaron, the awareness of it not being there. It is the awareness that it's missing from your life. So that corresponds to the 3 weeks of Peronius, the 3 weeks leading to Tisha B'Av, which is Keser, Chochmah, and Bina, understanding and awareness. that understanding that I can't live without this child. I can't live without this, without Eretz Yisrael. I can't live without being an Erlich Yid. That awareness, that anguish that comes with the understanding and awareness. Now, but people who don't have any understanding and awareness, they also don't have any tzar. They don't have tzar. Somebody who's chalila, who's mentally retarded, chalila, somebody who doesn't have understanding, who's not capable of understanding of thinking, so there's no chisar. They don't feel that something's missing. Those children or those adults are not sitting around thinking, I can't believe it, I'm already 35 years old, what do I have to show for my life? They don't sit around thinking, I can't believe it. What have I accomplished? What am I going to do with my life? They don't think like that. All of you have seen such individuals, and you know that this chevra, the happiest chevra around. Why? There's no tzar, because there's nothing missing. There's nothing missing. You have to be a bar das to understand that something is missing. You have to be in the world of the three elyonis, of the three spheres of keser, chochma, and bina, to know that there's something that's missing. There's no relevance to the 7 weeks of nechama if nobody goes through the 3 weeks of Peronius. Doesn't mean anything. Whether the world has a Beis HaMikdash or doesn't have a Beis HaMikdash means nothing to that person. So when Chazal say that only that person who suffered together with us, only that person who went through the anguish of not having the Beis HaMikdash is Zorche V'Roye B'Simchos, in the present tense, is able to see something of that joy, to feel something of that joy even now. Because they come into the world together. That's what the Kohen is teaching us. When I made a karasika, therefore, Rosh Hashanah is the day of the beginning. Zehayom tchilas maaser. It's a strange day. And all of you have learned different mamarim from different tzaddikim regarding the strange dichotomy of a day of Yontiv, which is Rosh Hashanah is the day of tremendous joy. It's a time of tremendous joy, Rosh Hashanah. But on the other hand, it's the Emadin. Malochim yichapezim, chilir odi yichazim, v'yom hine yom hadin. It's a pachet. And look how they came into the world together. It's interesting. Rosh Hashanah has such a stira built into it. Because zehayom tchilas masach, Rosh Hashanah is the beginning. And the beginning must come in such a way, min hametzar to the merchav. Min hametzar karasi ka, anani ba merchav ka. Therefore, Rosh Hashanah itself is a day that in halacha is defined by metzar and merchav. By the metzar, you know, it's a very big question in halacha, is there a din of simcha in Rosh Hashanah? It's a famous Shai Gassari. Is there a din of simcha in Rosh Hashanah? What is Rosh Hashanah? What is Rosh Hashanah? You're supposed to be happy. So, but Chassidim, they sing a lot of songs. Chassidim already came a lot to other shuls outside of Chassidim. There's a lot of singing and so on. And then there are others that sounds like Rosh Hashanah sounds similar to Tisha B'Av, the Yom Kippur or something. What is Rosh Hashanah? Rosh Hashanah is min hametzar karasi ka. It's like the shofar, the way the shofar is shaped. Min hametzar karasi ka. That from that tsar, just like when the baby is born and the mother's screaming, from that tsar, in other words, this child, this new existence, this new creation was coming to the world, and it comes in the world with the terrible chisaron of not being in the world, and the mother who wants the child, and the mother who feels the pain, the terrible pain, and the baby that experiences the pain being in that meitzar. But min hametzar karasika, shemitoich hatsar zoek lashem. That mitoicha tzar, within that tzar, because of that tzar, zoyek l'Hashem, there's a scream to God. Va'oinehu b'merchav, and Hashem responds with the opposite extreme of the meitzar. B'merchav, not just a little bit, the merchav. Shezenik v'nechama. And the Kohen says, that's exactly the definition, that's what nechama is. What's nechama? The nechama that a person has or that the nation has, al atzar sha'ovar, al tzar ha'ovar, and the tzar ha'ovar the anguish, the misery of the past, looking back at that tsar, at that meitzar that you were in. Hanu shemisnachim al tsar ha'avar, sheroa she'ein tsar. When he looks back at that marble, and now he sees that Hashem is flooding his life with Torah, with all kinds of wonderful things, sheroa she'ein tsar. He sees it was just the birth, the process of birth. He sees it was going through the meitzar, because there had to be the chisaron, there had to be the emptiness, there had to be the feeling of loneliness, there had to be the tefillah, there had to be the crying. Everything in the world grows that way. We're going to see in the writings of the Meshiloch, everything that exists only comes through crying out to Hashem. Every flower, every blade of grass, every tiny drop of toiv must come into the world with a cry, with a scream of Benametza Karasika. Kenyan, as it says in the Teichu by Vayikra, Mechukaisai, it says, V'nastem ve'ein roi defeschem. So the pasuk on its own sounds pretty terrible. Remember the story. Depends who's laning and how you're listening to the laning. So when the Baal Tanya would lane, the Mittler Rebbe heard wrapped in every single klala that when the Alter Rebbe would read it, when his father would read it, the Mittler Rebbe was able to hear the bracha. Everybody else can only hear the tzad. Anybody else can only hear the tzar, but they didn't really hear the tzar. That's why in a regular year with the Baal Tanya, that year when the Baal Tanya wasn't learning, they weren't crying either. The Mittler Rebbe on that year when the Tanya was not learning, he was screaming, he was crying. He felt the unbelievable tzar of every word of the Teichach. His father was Mamtik, the tzar, and was able to bring out through the Koyach of the tzadik the merchav ka, the harchava, that the tzaddik was able to draw out the hidden bracha. That bracha that is the opposite extreme is the toiv, the gift that Hashem is giving to the world. So it says in Vayikra, in the Teicha, V'nastem rein roi deveschem. We're going to be running, and there's nobody even chasing us. V'nastem rein roi deveschem. We're going to be on the run. Rein roi deveschem. And no one's chasing after us. That's the terrible thing. V'nastem rein roi deveschem. Chazal said that Moshe Rabbeinu was an oiv, the biggest oiv Yisrael. He loved Jews. Therefore, it's not possible. Moshe Rabbeinu wouldn't curse Jews. Now, what do you mean he wouldn't? He was doing what Hashem told him to do. But you know that Sefer Devarim is different from the other four Svarim. I'm not going to go there right now. Moshe Rabbeinu on his own would not have been able to accept such a thing to curse Jews. He wouldn't curse Jews. He would not be Makal Jews. If not for the fact that Moshe Rabbeinu understood that in every klala, Hashem is bringing to the world the greatest toiv. The opposite of that klala. The opposite of that curse. Mamish, like Bilam. That every curse was of an hapichu to a bracha. Except there the Torah spells out, and we could see it a little bit, that the only way to come to that bracha is through the tzar, through the tefillahs that come with the klala. The pachad, the fear, pachad, as we said in the beginning, ki pachad pachadati ve'esayeni, that which I had feared most has come upon me. But the most that I want is contained within that fear. All that I could ever want is within that fear. Ubeklala, Ubeklolas hanisa. Therefore, when the Torah says this curse, v'natzdem, you will run away. Shom hi habrocha. It says v'natzdem, v'ein roi def klal. She'ein roi def klal. There's the greatest brocha. You're running, but don't worry, Kindlach. There's no one that's chasing you. Everything's okay. You're totally safe. Because v'natzdem means to run away. It means you're in terrible danger. But v'ein roi def means you're not in any danger at all. Everything is good. And when the nechama comes, and you turn around and you realize, ein roidef klal, that I'm safe. I've never been safe in my entire life. Ein roidef klal, nothing is chasing you after me. When Mashiach comes, not an Arab, not a Nazi, not cancer. Nothing is chasing you after me. Nothing. Not my aveirus. my past, ein roidesh. V'nastem, you turn around, ein roidesh. M'soyre gam kein ahipuch shu ha-nisa. V'yidei ha-nisa makir tekef ha-mitus yichud ha-shem etzbach ad she'ein roidev klal. Ad she'ein roidev klal. That through that pachad of v'nastem, through that min ha-metzo, there's a crying out, and for the first time in your life, you're able to come to Hashem in the deepest way, because you were running, you were frightened, and you turn your eyes to Hashem, and then when you turn around, Hashem reveals to you, He shows you, that's the Nechama, Ein Roidev. There's nothing chasing you. There's nothing. You're totally safe. It says in the Klolos, you're not going to believe in your life. It's a simple pshat of that. The simple pshat of Leitam Nebichayach means, you're never going to know if you're going to live another day. Leitam Nebichayach, you can't believe in your life. You don't know where you're going to get your next piece of food. Leitam Nebichayach. You don't know where you live. Somebody might shoot you at any minute. You don't know. Leitam Nebichayach. Leitam Nebichayach. In that curse, Leitam Nebichayach. Now, if we would hear the Alter Rebbe laying it, and if we would be like the Mittler Rebbe who understands what it means, and if we would feel the tsar of those words, Leitam Nebichayach, and we would cry out to Hashem, Haydiacha Shafilu Beklola, Hem Krui Chaim, Leitam Nebichayach. Bichayach, that means even through the klolas of life, you're alive. Loike Rishayim Shibachayim Krui Mesem, the Rishayim are not called alive. A Rasha is dead, even though biologically, physically, he is alive. But you know that a Rasha is dead. Rav Tzadik explains, because of the great fear and terror, that a Jew is so frightened that he doesn't believe that he deserves to live in this world, and he doesn't deserve to have life in the world to come. Ba'akira ma'aseim, because a Jew knows the truth about the averus that he's done. So velotam and b'chayev, he doesn't believe that he deserves to live. He doesn't believe that he deserves life in this world. He doesn't believe that he deserves life in the next world. Velotam and b'chayecha. U'ba'isa posik nesgala zeh, but in the very same pasuk it says, "Lotam and bechayecha, you're alive. You have life. You're a living organism. The Rishayim are dead. Am Yisrael is always alive. The umus ha'akum, the nations of the world, kruyim mesim. In general, are called mesim, dead. Vein lem chayim klal la'amin behem. There is no life to believe in. What does it mean to believe in? What's the life that they believe in? A physical life, a life of." A life of running around of what? Ein lehem chaim klal la'amin bam. Ukshem isoira pachad zeh. And when there's a hisoirus of this pachad, especially Rosh Hashanah time, asayis meitshuv yom kippur, there's a fear. There's a fear mi yichya mi yamuz, and that feeling that you and I have, Rabbi Shalom, I don't know, I don't see that I'm worthy to be given another year. And v'loy tam in bechayecha. And you begin to cry, Menemetza Karasika. The Baruch Shalom gives you a little pinch and he says, that's all that I was waiting to hear from you. Listen, I want you to know. You're alive. And even a Jew who leaves this world, he has Chayi Olam, he has Nitzchis, he's forever. It's when the person is frightened. It's when he's on that day of Rosh Hashanah. Miyam lefanecha b'din. Miyitzdach lefanecha b'din. It's when he feels the pachad hadin. Sheinam matzman ba'atzmai klal. The 3 weeks of Peronius leading to Tisha B'Av. Im yesh lo yichelek olam haba, the person doesn't believe. He's standing there with Shana, olam haza, olam haba. He doesn't believe. He doesn't know that he's worthy. Misoyre gamken haftoch. At that very same moment, there is ignited the belief, the faith in the Havtoch Abrua, in the clear promise that Hashem has made, teach Navi Jew, Sheish Lachelik Lalamah, that you have eternal life. You're going to live forever, my friend. A Jew lives forever. Everybody. Lo Yidach Menenidach, Hashem is going to give every single one of us eternal life. And so it is with everything. Now, just look at Reb Leibel. You can do it in 1 minute. Do you want to ask something?
Yeah.
Yeah, but I want to hear it, but just listen. I don't know. Well, what is it? Maybe the Reb Leibel is going to say this.
It's fine, it's fine.
No, no, say it, but say fast.
It's fine.
No, it's not fine. I changed my mind.
Okay. My question is that maybe I'm not understanding correctly, but maybe saying I think that like a lot of the tzar comes from like that. Sabbath feel like Hashem wants you more in his life, and Hashem wants like so that's how it's gonna be, like Hashem wants you closer. So how do tzaddikim have yisurim if like they're living in Torah feel, I guess, and they're
the ikki yisurim of the tzaddik is to feel the chisaron of the shechina from their lives, the tzar hashechina. That's what we see in all the svarim. The tzaddikim, it's a very good question. The tzaddikim, they experience. In other words, when the tzaddik is missing, something in Gashmias, he's not nispo. He's nispo when you and I are missing in Gashmias. The tzaddik is worried about us, right? He cries. Because like Rabbi Yisrael Salanter said, my Gashmias is the tzaddik's ruchnias, right? Because he can't stand to see a Jew in pain and suffering. It's not the same as us. The ikki yisum of the tzaddik is the shechina that's missing. The good that's missing for other Jews, that they should have, because he sees the Jews are falling apart and they're leaving Hashem. That's the ikki yisum of the tzaddik. But it needs more time, but it's a very harsh of a question. I'm glad that you forced me to listen. I'm just going to be the first couple of words. But you'll understand, you don't need me to explain any of this, but especially this, you'll see, it's so sweet. Reb Leibler, I told you last week that the Kohen was saying over mostly what he said, what he heard, and Reb Leibler said how it was said. What? The Kohen is what the Meshulach was teaching, and the label is how the Meshulach said it. So it says in Pasuk, I place before you today, but this puts it all together. Here you are, in everything in life, Brocha and Klala. Everything comes in that way, Brocha and Klala. The marble, water, or Torah. Brocha or Klala. And the end of the Pasuk, it's a Brocha Shetishmu, right? The Brocha is if you listen. So the label says, Lahavin Sarach Siyama Pasuk. What do you mean? Of course the bracha is Hashem Tishmu. Of course the bracha is if you listen. What's Hashem saying? As a bracha, what's he saying? Noisen is a matan, is a gift. Bracha and klala? If you just say bracha, that's a gift. Bracha and klala is a gift. Matana toiva? I'm just going to be the words. Because the way to recognize, to be able to experience the or is the light is only through the darkness. As Chazal say, the or only comes mitoychachayshach, like we just learned. Like the Zohar says, the only light is that which emerges from the darkness. It's with everything. In this world, the toiv is only nikar, is only recognized and experienced through the opposite, through the hepach. And all holiness davka is misgadal from the opposite. That's why this generation, which is stuck in such horrible filth, davka, the greatest, most unimaginable thing of holiness is going to be revealed from our generation, from this generation of the internet, is going to be a kedusha that's mamish, it's going to be mishapech, mamish, the opposite, from the lowest, most disgusting ra to the highest toiv. When a person is fighting against the hipuch, when a person is crying, I don't want to fall into this filth, when a person is davening to get out of this filth, that from that meitzah comes kerosi ka, comes anani b'merchav ka. Zo mi'ahavas abrayis baruch is nafshis yo, because of Hashem's love for us. Yosad b'chachmasos abchira chavshis b'yad hodim, he gave us baruch and klala, l'man yisgabra mi'atzmai, in order to see yisgabra mi'atzmai b'b'chinas ha'kedusha b'chinas ha'hipuch, that he should fight against. You should fight against the opposite, against the Ra. And by doing that, to crack open the case of Ra and to reveal the Tov, like in Rabbi Nachman's story, the Prince of Gems. That's why it says, Anochin Noisen, which is a Loshen of a Maton, of a gift. Brocha uklola. That's how the Brocha comes. It comes right in the Klola. Because even the Klola is a Maton, is a gift. Laman Yizgala, because only a Jew has this. Laman Yizgala, to break through, not just a stam, a clap, but to break through, to cry out in the Meitzar, in order that she Yizgala Ayyoda Ha'arak Dusha B'Yeses, in order that the bracha that was hidden inside should be able to explode B'Yeses the opposite, with all of power and all of the force and all of the glory. We should be zeicher for the machon.